pocket. Last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder had a disappointing loss to the Portland Trailblazers. They now sit at the fourth seed in the Western Conference playoff picture. The question is, how do you think they've performed this season? Me, personally, I think they've underachieved because they had the same talent. They had the same talent like as some of the top three teams in the NBA, and they have the same record as last year when Russell Westbrook was by himself. This year, they have Paul George, superstar player. They have Carmelo Anthony, another superstar player. And they still in the fourth seed in the West. They were supposed to be number one seed, number two seed. But to me, they've underachieved because they are playing with the Portland Trailblazers and stuff like that. So, man.
Personally, I think that the Thunder are doing better this season because last season, they ended at sixth seed. This year, they are fourth. The Western Conference is there. It's close right now. So, all the games are one game apart. So, I think the Thunder are doing better. Not because Carmelo Anthony or Paul George. I think just Russell, he just need to take over. And it'll just get better from there.
I mean, you do have to kind of blame them, though, because Paul George, he's really inconsistent. And Carmelo Anthony, he just lost his game. I don't know what's going on with Carmelo Anthony. Some games he have 6 points. Other games he have 5 points. Other games he have 20. That guy is very inconsistent. I don't know what to expect from him. He was supposed to be top three with our team. But now I take Steven Adams over him. And don't forget about him, because Steven Adams has emerged as one of the top centers in the NBA.
Well, I think that it's not because of Carmelo Anthony. I think it's because the coaching staff, they put Carmelo Anthony as the third option of the team. Usually, Carmelo is the first option of his team. Like last year, he was leading the Knicks. Well, I can't say about last year because last year was a bad season for the Knicks. But Melo had the ball in his hand and he was scoring. This is one of Carmelo Anthony's worst year in the NBA.
And why is that?
Because he's inconsistent.
He's dropped off since he came to the Oklahoma City Thunder. When he came, the Oklahoma City Thunder was a top pick for everybody to make the NBA Finals. They've been in the 7th seed, 6th seed the entire season. They've underachieved. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. And I'm a fan of the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's my favorite team. But to me, they haven't lived up to my expectations. And I put that on Melo and Paul George.
Well, you can't really blame them. Because most of the night, Russell Westbrook has off games. He has off games. His field goal percentage is way off. Way off. Carmelo Anthony, his percentage is way off. I personally think that Paul George should be the first option because them two players are inconsistent. Paul George have off games, but he produces all the time. And he's a big factor to this team.
I think Russell Westbrook is doing what he can to try to salvage this team, because many occasions, these guys are not helping him. Steven Adams has emerged as his best go-to option on that team. They have great chemistry, them two. Melo and Westbrook, Paul George and Westbrook, I just don't think they have the chemistry. But I feel like they can work it out in time for the playoffs, because me, they still my pick to make the NBA Finals, because, you know, that's my home team, you know. But I'm just saying, this year I've been underwhelmed by Carmelo Anthony and Paul George. I'm just going to say that. But they're still all-star players, though.